La ilaha illallah has a profound and powerful effect and impact on our lives. La ilaha illallah is the first condition of a person to be a Muslim. La ilaha illallah, it means none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is deserving to be worshipped. Having La ilaha illallah in our lives is the greatest of all the blessings. All praises belong to Allah, the Lord, the sustainer, the cherisher, the controller, the operator, the maintainer of all that exists. Listen to this. Mark these words. Allah Rabbul Izzah is telling Musa alayhi salam, if the seven heavens and all that it contain other than me and the seven earths as well were all put in one side of a scale and La ilaha illallah on the other part of the scale, La ilaha illallah would weigh heavier than everything that it contains on the other side. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hatha balaghun linnas walyunzaru bih waly'lamu annama huwa ilahun wahid waliyadhakkara ulul albab. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Impact of La ilaha illallah on our lives. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace, salutations, mercy and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, walhamdulillah, we praise Allah Rabbul Izzah for granting us another opportunity to interact, to exchange our views about a topic that is personally very close to my heart. And I'm sure it is the topic that is the closest topic for everyone. It is the topic which helps us to be able to be successful in this life and in the hereafter. La ilaha illallah has a profound and powerful effect and impact on our lives that can help us to observe and experience that impact in our lives. La ilaha illallah is the first condition of a person to be a Muslim. It is the first pillar of Islam. It is the condition upon which the entire Islam is built upon. So what is La ilaha illallah? La ilaha illallah, it means none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to imagine and understand this. We said none has the right to be worshipped. No one is deserving to be worshipped. No one has the capacity, power, attributes, names, actions, decisions, glory, might, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has the capacity, the power, the one who is absolutely deserving, the one who has absolute right to be worshipped. Subhanallah, empower your life by saying La ilaha illallah. This is the banner of Islam, La ilaha illallah. This is the beauty of Islam, La ilaha illallah. This is the statement that unifies the entire ummah, the past, present, and the future, La ilaha illallah. This is the statement that is so powerful and so beautiful that we'll talk about it, La ilaha illallah. Having La ilaha illallah in our lives is the greatest of all the blessings. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. Allah is the best of the provider. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he begins his revelation by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises belong to Allah, the Lord, the sustainer, the cherisher, the controller, the operator, the maintainer of all that exists. So who do you go back to for your financial needs? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. isn't it? So your financial state also, it improves when you say La ilaha illallah. Even if it doesn't improve in a materialistic manner, you gain the momentum in your life that you don't feel sad, depressed, disappointed, even if you don't have the money to actually, fulfill your needs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, afzalu dhikr, la ilaha illallah. Afzalu dua, alhamdulillah. So the best form of dhikr, the best, there is no parallel to it. The best form of dhikr is la ilaha illallah. And the best form of dua is to say alhamdulillah. You know, subhanallah, it is narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something very interesting about Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he said, Oh my Rabb, teach me something. So we know the quality of Musa alayhi salam, that he had the direct conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this conversation, Musa alayhi salam asked to Allah Rabbul Izzah, Oh my Lord, teach me something through which I can remember you and supplicate to you. Isn't it so beautiful that Musa alayhi salam asked, you know, thousands of years ago, and now we're talking about it, and it will continue to be talked about until Qiyamah, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answered, and he said to Musa alayhi salam, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Oh Musa, say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He said, Oh my Lord, all your slaves say these words. We don't find a Muslim who do not say La ilaha illallah. We see every Muslim saying La ilaha illallah. So that's what Musa alayhi salam told. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Oh Musa, if the seven heavens, now listen to this, mark these words. Allah Rabbul Izzah is telling Musa alayhi salam directly and indirectly to all of us. If the seven heavens and all that it contain other than me, and the seven earths as well, were all put in one side of a scale, and La ilaha illallah on the other part of the scale, subhanallah, La ilaha illallah would weigh heavier than everything that it contains on the other side. That is the impact of La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our tongue capable of uttering these powerful, beautiful words of La ilaha illallah when we depart from this world. Wa akhiru da'awana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.